Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Over Charles, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing us to put this podcast in your Friday subscription. We really appreciate that.
We really wanted this opportunity, I'm glad that we can be here.
Yeah. Thank you for downloading our daily podcast.
Yeah.
If you like this crap, tell your friends to download the daily podcast as well, because that is the only way you get the Men's Room Happy Hour.
That's right.
You can't just get it on your own.
No.
That would be way too easy.
No.
It's like going to McDonald's. You can't get fries unless you order a fish sandwich. You can't just go there and go, hey, I want to order a French fries.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you got to get the fish.
You can go to McDonald's and get French fries,
but you have to order. But it's like saying,
well, you have to go to McDonald's.
You have to get the fish sandwich, then you get the French fries.
No. It's like saying that you have to go to McDonald's. Like they don't just have a store that's like McDonald's fries store. Like no. You should have to go to the McDonald's to get the McDonald's fries.
Correct.
That way you can get everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Hmm. You can have everything.
I can't tell if you're messing with me or not.
I don't know.
You think you have to order a fish sandwich to get fries?
Think so.
Yeah, right. You don't.
No. See, Miles, you're limiting it to the fish sandwich. We're saying you can get anything else you want. You can get just fries if you'd like.
Okay.
But you have to go into the McDonald's to get it.
I see. Would you eat a leftover fish sandwich, Miles? Would you heat it up?
Ooh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Would I heat it up? The tartar sauce
Is it refrigerated?
It's in the fridge.
Yes, absolutely.
I would eat it cold out of the fridge.
When I got to my sister's house in Baltimore, it's like 10 o'clock at night, I opened the fridge. Obviously, I've gotten off those two flights, so like I'm hungry, I open the fridge, and there's just a fish filet in there, and I just go...
From McDonald's.
Right, and I go, has Mom been here for 2 days? And she goes, yeah, how'd you know? And I said, I know you don't eat fish filets, and this fish filet has one bite out of it.
Oh, God, Mom.
So, did you eat it?
I never did.
Okay.
But also, we had so much other food. But I thought about it one night. It was around midnight. I was like, I could heat that up.
She took one bite of the doggone sandwich and put it in the fridge?
Yeah. I mean, Mike, in her defense, she's 81. She's got fake teeth.
Okay.
She's always like, I keep losing weight. And I'm like, you need to eat.
Yes.
Come on.
It's like I hate to say this, but it's like a child. Like you almost have to be like, hey, eat something.
That's right.
Because I was honestly wondering, like, how do you have a leftover sandwich unless you just bought too much McDonald's and it's like, well, I'll just save this for later. But she took a bite out of it.
She just took one bite.
She went in on it.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a sandwich.
She wanted to taste.
Hey, Mike, you're not wrong.
I'm just telling you.
But it is nice when you go to lunch with my mom, like we did. Yeah, she doesn't mind. You can influence what she gets.
And then you eat the rest of it.
Correct.
Yeah, just like being married.
Yeah,
pretty much. So,
you should get another crab cake.
If you're downloading this early in the morning, the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday tickets went on sale at 10 a.m.
That's right.
So you can pick those up. Speaking of that.
So this gets uploaded at 9 o'clock in the morning. Right, so you got 1 hour left if you downloaded this right away.
Yeah, if you listen to it right away. If not, they're probably on sale.
Yeah.
KISW.com. If you haven't listened to the show yet, Brent from Shinedown
is coming on this afternoon.
Hell yeah.
So just know that. And Brent and Zach are playing their acoustic set, along with the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
Friday, December the 12th. We might have an announcement as far as maybe a live broadcast before the show. Blah, 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 blah. Shh. Keep it right here. We'll give you all the details.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. So last...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week we're on vacation, so we didn't get to do a little picks.
Oh, damn it.
But the week before that...
Guy's got to do his research.
I got to do my picks.
So here's what we did. So there was 16 games, but there was a tie in week four. Dallas and Green Bay, I think, were 40-40, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that.
It was a tie. Either way, so I just took that out of the equation. So I finished, if you were going to take 15 games, I finished at 6-9. Horrible week.
Oh, no.
You guys
were all 10-5.
What?
Okay.
On week four.
I never remember what I picked, but as I'm watching those games last week, I'm like, Jesus, there's no way I picked this team to win.
Okay. Now, since we record this bad boy on Thursday, we do have a Thursday nighter tonight. That would be Philly in New York to take on the Giants.
Philly. They're not losing two.
No, they're
in
not.
In a row.
Not to the Giants. Like, no. Jackson Dart, he's going to start doing well, and then the Giants are going to lose him because they don't know what they're doing as far as their staffing is concerned. So he's going to cut his teeth in New York, but no, he's not beating the Giants.
I'm going to keep doing the dumb thing. I'm going to keep doing the upset specials.
Okay.
Because I was already 6-9 last week.
I think this was
week.
Your winning strategy last season,
yeah,
Miles.
And it didn't work either. So I'm going to go with the New York Giants and that dark guy. Ted, what are you thinking?
Is it in Philly?
It is in New York.
God, that's a tough one.
And I think New York's going to be competitive. I do.
Well, Saquon's coming back to New York.
He is.
That's
but
another thing.
Their offense, Philly's offense... They're not terrible. They could just be better. And they have the ability to be better. They just choose not to do it. Mm-hmm. Ask A.J. Brown. Yeah. He'll tell you. Mm-hmm.
Throw him the ball.
Throw me the goddamn ball.
Give me the... Do you know what? I'm with you, Miles. Give me the Giants.
Okay.
How to tie. Go Jackson.
Why not? Okay.
We head to the Sunday games starting at... this is a Tottenham.
Yeah.
A Hotspur Stadium game. That means it's a 6:30 game. Denver taking on the Jets in England.
The Jets are ass, but the Broncos are too. The Jets are 0-5. They're looking for their first win. They got less to travel. Give me the Jets on this one.
Jets.
God, I don't feel confident.
I think I'm going to take the Broncos, and I also don't feel confident.
Me too. Bo Nix is starting to ball out there.
But they might have a quote-unquote letdown game.
Right.
Yeah, and Sean Payton seems to have lessened his dickheadedness.
Okay.
He seems like he's smiling more on the
sidelines. I think because Bo Nix is such a dickhead, in a positive way, in my opinion, like, Peyton can't really get under his skin because Bo Nix turns around real quick. Like, screen fuck you, man. Yeah, right, so it's kind of figure out a different way to approach each other.
Nix is a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nick's dick.
Is my guy playing for the Jets?
Who's your guy?
Quarterback.
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Is he still injured? Hang
did
on.
Did you see him? No, he was playing last week, and he just absolutely sucked.
Fields.
I know that for a fact.
Either he's hot or he's not. I made a rhyme.
Injury on time. Week 6. Injury report this week, but does not have a game status. He does not have a game status as of 6 hours ago.
Maybe he did.
At this point.
Give me the Broncos.
Okay.
Damn, you're right.
Arizona in Indy. I'm gonna take the Cardinals. Indy sucked last week.
Sean Hockley calling that game. Give me the Colts. I think they're still on fire.
Colts.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Colts.
Okay.
I'll take the Colts.
That's an oddly heated up team.
They are, but they've been pretty consistent. Look, they had a shit week, whatever, yeah. But they've been consistent.
They had a shit day.
Is it still Richardson throwing out there? What's he doing?
No. They got the other guy. What's his face?
Mac Jones.
Oh, that's right. Who? It is Mac Jones, isn't it?
Thank you. Well, Arizona is always inconsistent. Their only consistent thing is that they're inconsistent.
Cleveland in Pittsburgh to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Accenture Stadium.
Steelers.
Wow. Ron Torbert calling that one. He's a Steelers fan. Give me Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh as well. Who's Cleveland's quarterback now? Is it still the dude from Oregon? Is he from Oregon? No, where's he from?
Oh, the short dude.
Dylan Gabriel. He last played at Oregon. He's played at a few schools.
I like how they had like 900 star quarterbacks and none of them are actually starting.
Yeah, I know. Put in Sanders. Why the fuck not?
Right. Seriously. Why is Shador not playing?
Seriously, just throw him in there.
Give me the Browns.
All right. Jay Browns. Why not give him a shot?
Right.
Because the guy last week he was average.
You're the Browns. You suck. Play your quarterback that you drafted.
Just give the guy a shot.
Right.
I mean, why? Why not?
You're not going to miss anything.
Right.
You're not losing anything.
And he might fuck up and win.
And you already traded Flacco.
Right.
Who do you got?
Criminy.
All right, let's see. Dallas.
Gabriel did not play bad last week. I watched that whole game on the plane. Yeah.
They just didn't score. Dallas and Carolina. In Carolina.
That's going to be a well-officiated game, Steve. Yeah. Give me the Cowboys on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
They're not great, but they can put up points.
They'll be wearing white again, I bet. Let's see here. L.A. Chargers in Miami.
Take
on the white Raiders.
Go Bolts. Okay. I'm sorry, Miami fans. This is not your year, man.
Look, as a Ravens fan, it's not my year either.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, L.A. Rams in Baltimore.
Rams.
Yeah, me too.
By 137 points.
Just because, I don't know, Thrill knows them better than I do, but we need the Rams to lose. So somehow the Ravens bounce back.
I'm right behind Ted. Give me the Ravens.
Okay.
Look, dude, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I do hope you're right. Yeah, I just think you were foolish.
After this many crap weeks, you guys have got to get your stuff together. Like, Harbaugh is better of a coach than that.
But there's no one on the team to get it better.
Well, you guys did add a little bit of depth to your linebackers, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Safeties.
No, we lost. Yeah. Safeties.
Yeah. Cool. That's been the problem.
Miles, I took the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
God damn it. So my app gave me a warning. Your picks are straight up. That's a big underdog.
Oh.
I don't know if I like that or hate it.
Was it AI?
Because you can pick against the spread, too, but this is just a straight-up pick-up league. So just like, dude, there's 7.5 dogs.
Stupid.
Are you sure? Right. Basically, you seem dumb.
New England in New Orleans to take on the Saints. At the Caesars Superdome.
Wait, who's
as it is like? Oh, Caesars
at the Saints.
That's the gambling place, not the pizza.
I'm gonna take New England on this.
Yeah, tell your brother to enjoy the beignets and give me the Patriots.
Oh, that's his game.
That's his game, dude.
This is in New Orleans,
right? He's got a toilet bowl.
You know what?
Game,
I'm taking New Orleans.
I am too.
Give me the Pats.
They're more.
You're taking New Orleans?
Patriots.
Okay. Yeah, but to say the Saints are consistently bad.
Pats.
Yeah,
Pats for you.
Yep.
Seattle's in Jacksonville to take on Stonehenge or Easter Island.
He is Easter Island, isn't he? Unfortunately, I think he's good. This is not going to be a good game for the Seahawks, but I still believe that we can and will pull out the win. We're pissed that we lost against Tampa last week. We should have a better rested defense. I think we're coming back against the Jags. It's going to be a hard game.
You know, I'm gonna,
hold your breath, guys.
I'm going to take the Seahawks as well.
I'm taking the Hawks as well.
10 a.m. Yeah. start.
Up is down, left is right, the Seahawks went on the road.
That's right.
Tennessee in Vegas. Pete Carroll needs a win, right? I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders.
It ain't
going to
be this week.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yeah,
man.
Give me the Titans.
And look, I don't say that with confidence. Just both of those teams are shit.
I wonder if Pete doesn't get fired before the end of the season.
You got to let him run ace.
I'm with Miles. I don't know. They figure out something. Geno has been awful.
They only lost by one in a couple of games. They've been close.
Okay.
The fucked up thing about back to the New England and New Orleans game, those tickets are $31.
Jeez.
It's a bad game, dude.
If you were in Jacksonville, those tickets are $77. If you're in Vegas, they're $110.
That's just
to me, that's a shitty game. It's just the Vegas price.
I'm about to say, that's just to pay off that doggone stadium.
But they can do that because most of the fans are going to be from Tennessee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We head to Lambeau Field, where Joe Flacco, in a Bengal uniform, comes in to play the Packers.
God. Green Bay.
Yeah, give me the Packers. Has Joe Flacco officially played? No, he needs the Steelers to have played for the entire
season. Yeah.
But Flacco's in for Cincinnati?
Flacco. Well, I don't know. They traded for him. I don't know if he's playing or not.
Mike, do we know if he's playing?
He's got to.
I'm going to take...
I mean, my everything says Green Bay, but I don't. Flacco seems like he shows up that first week and just lights it up. But I don't know if he's playing.
He does one of two things, and I said this to Miles. Either he takes his third option and throws the screen pass, or he throws the ball 75 fucking yards down the field. Like, there is nothing.
You know what?
I will say this. Play Jamar Chase in your fantasy leagues.
He's a...
Yes.
Flacco is a... he's a backyard football guy. He's been in so many offenses.
Yes.
He's going to start.
He can figure... All right, then I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Bengals, too.
San Francisco in Tampa Bay.
It's going to be a really good game, and I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
No, it's not. Give me the Bucks. It's going to be a beatdown of those Sunday.
Yeah,
pitches.
After last week, man, take Tampa. They. I think that's a legit team. I think Baker might be the goddamn MVP.
Okay.
He should. If you had to do it right now, I would say he is, because he's a guy where you can legitimately say, if he's not playing, your team is not going to win.
And just for the record, I said this to Mike. This month of October, we're going to find out who these teams really are.
That's right. And, man, that new kid from Tacoma, what, Egbuka, is that his name?
Egbuka.
He's out there crushing it.
Yeah.
Game of the week is your Sunday nighter with Detroit in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
I think it's the Lions.
Taking the Lions?
It should be the Lions.
The Chiefs are crashing, and they're crashing hard, dude. It's the Lions.
At home, I'm taking Kansas City.
Okay. Your funeral.
Dom with Mike on this one. He seems overly confident, but he's robbed. I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit.
Detroit ain't slowing down. They want that chip. But the Chiefs, they've got nothing to lose at this point, and they're just losing.
And what you asked for, and haven't we all year, like, why don't they just play two Monday Night Football games? Guess what? Your prayer's been answered. They're doing it again.
Cool.
Buffalo in Atlanta.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
I love Mike Penix, but he has not looked great, so give me the Bills.
Clean sweep on Buffalo. The second game, because you wanted more. Chicago and Washington to take on the Commanders.
Commanders.
I'm going to take Commanders as well.
Right, Jane Daniels is back. He had a good game last week. Yeah, I'll take Washington. Give me the Commanders.
All right, don't forget the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday tickets are probably on sale now. All the details at KISW.com. Honest to God, we truly believe that show is going to sell out fast.
Yeah.
Know for a fact that 1,000 pre-sale tickets have already been sold.
Mm.
So if you want to go to the show, the lineup speaks for itself. So grab those tickets now at KISW.com, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on Odyssey.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.